welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello and welcome to the Brother Streep Show, coming to you live from Revelations in front of people eating breakfast. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep, hello.
And with us today, our special guests, Skalk Bezerdenhout.
Skalk Streep and Louisa Streep. Sweet. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah, nice. Thanks. Thanks for joining the Brother Streep. You were so quick there to just give yourselves the Streep surname. I'm quite happy.
Yeah, that's awkward.
We've been like five English white people for too long, so to have some Afrikaans and some color into the mix, I'm quite happy about this.
I love how you searched for the right word.
Yeah.
What language are you?
I was sweating there. What is Simon going to say now?
Some Afrikaans.
Well, this ended. He's nailed it.
Got to try to say the right thing these days. How are you guys doing? How's your accommodation this year? You good?
Oh, awesome. It's good. Yeah, no. We're lucky.
I think I found the last Airbnb on Grahamstown. And we got there and it was a guest house. A lot of guest house put on Airbnb. And it's nice.
That's pretty impressive.
Nice towels, toilet paper.
We're running out of toilet paper.
Yeah, we have run out.
It's been 2 days of serving.
Have you been toilet papering other houses?
No, just...
Rival comedians.
No, just lots of pies.
Just lots of pies and Hare Krishna.
Haven't had this many pies.
Oh, those curries are so cheap, though.
We had good luck with our accommodation this year, but last year we made the mistake of staying at the Smoky Moon Backpackers. I don't know if you've ever gone that far out of Grahamstown.
It's like up on a mountain somewhere.
And then these strange sort of like brick factory tunnel things that they have that sort of like live underneath the backpackers, where apparently they used to like have really big parties and some people died in those tunnels.
My first year of Grahamstown, there was this thing and they said the tunnels.
Yeah.
It was out of Grahamstown.
I can show you where that is if you want to go.
It was called the tunnels and I went to a party there.
Yeah.
And it was...
Some people died.
I think, but I left very soon. But I think some people might have died because it was like very dark. It was a very dark vibe, very druggy, hectic music.
It felt that way when we were there.
Yeah, they told us they had to stop the parties because I think too many deaths.
The thing is, we weren't really staying...
Too many. One or two.
One or two is one or two too many. We weren't really staying that close to the party. We were kind of across the way in this, I guess, a broken down garage turned accommodation with about seven bunk beds, and three of them collapsed when we tried to climb on them. It's good. Jeez. Accommodation is nice here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove past. We dropped a friend off at his accommodation.
Yeah.
And it looked so shabby. We were like, nah. So we're like, nah, this can't be number 36. So we drove past and then, this is 38.
Shame.
Then you got to do a creepy crawl back.
Have you seen many spiders? We had spiders last year. There were too many spiders for our liking. They would seep out of the walls as you kind of came into your accommodation.
This is the Smoky Moon, guys.
Yeah, and then they would run.
It's good advertising, isn't it?
We actually took masking tape and sort of just the edges of the ceiling kind of sealed them shut so these things
couldn't
come
up. Just put up some posters.
I want you to feel grateful that you're not...
We actually did fly our own accommodation.
Yeah.
We just were bored and we had way too many flyers. So a whole wall was like... laced with flyers by the end.
It's difficult to print the right amount of flyers. I think more often you end up coming out of Grahamstown with more flyers than you went into Grahamstown.
Yeah,
I feel like it's when you make penne pasta. It always doesn't
too
look
much.
When you throw it into the... Before you add the water.
Penne specifically.
Penne specifically. Yeah, I love how it's penne. The creepy, creepy penne.
And it always looks like there's five penne and then you add the sauce and it's like this much. It's like a little bit on top. And you're like, overcommitted on the penne.
We had that the other night. We bought a pasta and, 500 grams of pasta is too much for two people.
Yeah.
So we poured in what we thought was half. Turned out to be way more than half. So we ate like kings. And then the next night we were like peasants. Like, where's the pasta? There's so little pasta.
Should have got penne.
Yeah. Should have. So Skalk, I've been wanting to ask you for a while a question about your jerseys.
Yeah.
Do you wear them in an ironic way or because you like them? Or both?
I
have no taste.
That and no Actually, the first one I bought.
Yes.
This sounds like the start of an addiction. The first time I tried heroin. The first one I bought, I just started comedy. So yeah. I had no awareness yet of trying to create like a
character.
A thing or yeah. persona, whatever. I just went, there was, I was studying on Heading Campus at yeah. UCT, the Labia Theatre across it, that old movie theatre, they yeah. used to yeah. have this market there. Every like once a month, and it was just this beautiful, you know, 80s Christmas yeah. sweater, and I bought it.
Beautiful,
tacky.
I think no that's the word you're looking for.
No one your age has ever said those words.
So I like okay, fine. I bought this colorful Christmas sweater, and then I wore it out, and then a lot of people would be like, "Ah, oh, dope sweater," or yeah. you know, it like got a lot of attention. And then I saw another one later. Just this cat on it.
Just like an addiction.
This cat on it.
The first time I used jerseys.
Yeah. yeah. There was the one at the lobby was a gateway jersey.
Because I think the listeners are thinking, what is jersey code for? They're thinking I'm talking about something else, just using jerseys yeah. too. No, I'm literally talking about jerseys. And then I just like continued, and it became like a bit of a thing. I mean, my one man now is called Jersey Boy. Okay. But a lot of people do think that, like at home or if I'm just out and about, like yeah. I need to go do grocery shopping. Now I'm wearing like this bland clothing. And then all of a sudden when it's time for comedy, I put on my jerseys. But it's not like
it's
that.
Not like
it's
worth yeah. saying you
if
are
I,
wearing
if I'm just on holiday, like I'm...
You're Superman in his cape all day.
Yes, I'm not Clark Kent. I'm just Superman. Like if we go... over December, right? Yeah. So like especially like 25th to like Christmas to New Year's. Yeah. Like you don't really do gigs there. We're into a game reserve. I'm wearing a jersey every day and the game drive. Mm. There's no crowds. There's no people who know yeah. me.
It's just comfortable.
It's who I am.
It's kind of like how I started using the word but. Because I'm not really a jock. I started yeah. doing it in an ironic fashion. And then I just started enjoying it so much, I kept it on.
Yeah.
And, you know, shame on me for doing that.
I guess the sad thing is that I've never put on a jersey and being like, this is ironic. I'm always just like,
you nailed it.
I've got a warning, a word from the wiser. If you are planning to continue it out, or actually if you're planning to stop the jerseys, stop it sooner than later, because we decided to wear suits for some reason when we first played. Also in a... This isn't an informed decision or an educated guess, yeah. but we're just going to wear these suits. And now it's about 12 years on and we force ourselves to wear full suits every time we go anywhere or play anything.
Yeah.
It's such a loss.
It is a loss.
And 12 years on, it's like, why did we do this?
It's not worth it. At least I see that
you're very comfortable in your jersey.
Yeah, you've moved from the jersey. I mean, when we saw yesterday, you were playing in just like sort of...
Yeah, because I can't perform in
the jersey version of a t-shirt.
Yeah, like I can't perform in the jerseys actually, especially like when it gets to starting over 5 or 10 minute sets.
Yeah.
It just gets too hot on stage. But yeah, I try and keep it at least interesting with t-shirts as well.
It was like an interesting t-shirt. It was good. I liked
thank
it.
You.
It's a WWE t-shirt.
What was it again?
WWE.
A WWF.
It was an F. Old school.
Yeah, you see the jerseys have people, I realize now that people think it's really ugly because that jersey, I mean that t-shirt Robbie Collins got me as a present and he found it in a hospice somewhere and he said to me, I looked at the t-shirt and I thought, this is the ugliest t-shirt I've ever seen. I must get it for Skull.
Very
kind
nice.
Of a backhanded compliment, but I appreciate it.
Loiso, I saw some donkey surfing going on today.
Loiso, you're a color.
I just want to move the conversation on to donkeys and I want to draw Loiso into the conversation. Have you ever witnessed donkey surfing in Grahamstown?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Because I've seen it for the first time today. We were carrying our stuff from the car to this venue to set up and two guys on one of them, horse and cart or donkey and cart, were standing on the back and almost like whipping the donkeys and going at like full pace along the road like Chariots of Fire.
On a cart, though.
On a cart.
I saw that when we drove in, we saw... Remember when you turned around and you were amazed at the speed that the donkey was going?
Yeah, like they were galloping.
It's incredible.
I've never seen a donkey gallop.
I don't think they could even like do anything other than walk.
No, they sometimes once a year, they just...
I just think there's like a cool sport that they could be doing here. with like, especially on that one big, really, really wide lane, the like autobahn of Grahamstown.
Of pedestrians.
Down there.
This is strange.
I don't know what it's called, but it's incredibly wide and it's got a huge kind of dip at the bottom.
What
and then
happened
it crosses
in that
a
road?
Railway.
What happened in that road that made them decide it needed to be that big? Did you, was this, the trucks used to go through Grahamstown every day?
16 span oxen.
Okay. All right.
There's an answer to that question.
That's
nice.
Good to know.
Our one audience member is not just one, but also informed.
Yes.
Highly informed.
Do you know, audience member, if the... Sorry, but no, I do need to know this now because it's for my own safety. Do you know if that railway is ever active, the one that you cross at Drury Lane? Never. Okay, great.
Never active.
Because I always kind of slow down and think this could be the time that a freight train is just flying past.
This is not how I want to end up on YouTube.
Yeah. It would be nice though. Get right. Good views.
We have a game to play with you guys and see how well you know each other. I'm going to start with Luiso. I've taken tweets from Skulk Bezerdenhout and Evita Bezerdenhout. And you have to tell me which ones are Skulk and which ones are Evita.
Okay.
Let's see how well you do. All right. Girls on Instagram be like, have a sensual week, everybody. And then there's a little lips emoticon, which I assume is a mwah, or maybe just like a little, you know, the desire of a kiss. I don't really know what the lips emoticon does, but is this Skulk or Evita? I'll read it again. Girls on Instagram be like, have a sensual week, everybody.
That's Skulk.
You are correct. It is Skulk.
Yeah, that photo was actually accompanied by a photo of me in the shower looking to one side. That was the reference to girls on Instagram be like. Yeah.
Well, it was very sensual. Did you mean it as a kiss or just that you have good lips?
That's the quote that girls would say on Instagram.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, the lips, it's a kiss.
That's good to know.
Does anyone else here suffer from Grahamstown lips, or am I the only one?
What's that?
It's like after a couple of days, my lips just kind of get bigger and crack and go red and awful from the cold.
I don't have that.
Well, you guys are lucky.
You have a wasting disease.
Zambuk.
Yeah.
I don't have any
Zambuk. Or whatever... herpes needs.
It could be Grahamstown herpes, I guess. Yes.
Stop kissing the donkeys. All right, next one. On this hashtag Human Rights Day, let us all embrace the undeniable right to be human.
Not Skulk
or Evita.
That's definitely not Skulk. Skulk's an
asshole.
I
feel guilty now for not tweeting that.
Yeah. At the very least, you could have retweeted it. All right. If Hollywood have the hashtag Oscar... to the wrong best film, maybe America gave the White House to the wrong candidate.
Not Skulk.
You don't think he is as cutting with his satirical tweets?
I've never heard him say anything about politics.
just jerseys.
Just jerseys.
All right. No, you're actually correct. That was Evita Bezerdenhout.
I know you so well, Boo.
All right. Look, you've got 3 out of 3 so far. It's a good thing you guys are doing a comedy show together. All right, forgot my sunglasses on the at Fly SA Fair flight. They
that
said
is Skulk.
One
as soon as you said forgot my sunglasses, I'm like Skulk.
They said one of the passengers probably took it, but I was the last one off the flight. Hmm.
How many M's?
There were 2 M's.
Skulk.
Yeah.
I usually try and make my tweets funny.
Yes, yeah.
That day I was just really frustrated. Because it was... you know, like, what a security thing it is to just run back onto a flight?
Yeah.
Like, once you're off...
Yes.
You're just like, oh, shit, sorry, can I just quickly go back? Like,
No.
I don't know
what... You're going to hide in that plane.
And in your head, you can just see the staff picking it up inside. Oh, it's mine! Oh, there's sunglasses this time!
No, like, the... every person tries it on and then they're like,
yeah,
they have to decide who it suits the most. But it's like, what would I have gotten in like the 10 meters that I've walked off the plane? Like, what would I have acquired that's now all of a sudden a massive risk?
Yeah.
They're just worried that you're going to try hide in the cockpit or something like that. And
I was just so frustrated that day. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's okay. I want to know.
It's cathartic saying it all again.
Obviously, still has not gotten over it to this day. When was this?
It was when I went to Durban like a few months ago for gigs, what frustrated me more was because Durban was like so sunny and hot, and then I didn't have sunglasses for the whole trip. Now you're like on the beach with your eyes all small. Like, this is nice.
I find it difficult to say fly. I don't know how you meant to pronounce that airline.
Fly Safair.
Is it Fly SA Fair or Fly Safair?
Safair. Yeah.
I think they need to change how they write it then, because I
with capital letters and stuff, hyphens.
I find it difficult. All right, this might be a bit.
I find the flight difficult. The seats don't even recline. They just said no, we don't care.
Like this price, you're we not can't reclining.
Give you. We can't offer you expensive sandwiches and no.
Take one or the other. Okay, no gaan ons braai op kabore bassa.
Not skulk. No, because it would be funny. I don't know if that's funny. Is that funny?
No, it's not funny. And thank you, because it would have been a horrible stereotype.
He's saying,
so you reckon that's a Vita?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. That's actually Skulk Burger. I thought I'd just throw him in there.
Because I knew it wasn't me, but I was also like, it really doesn't sound like a Vita. Vita.
All right, last one. Coming from overseas to cycle, and then the race gets cancelled, that blows.
Say again, what?
Coming from overseas to cycle, and then the race gets cancelled, that blows.
Skulk does not do physical activities. Skulk, do you do any physical activities?
No, but I don't know if that was my attempt at a lame joke. Was it me?
Well, I need you to decide.
No,
you reckon it's a Vita. You're wrong. You've got this. Is the first one you've gone wrong. That was
Skulk.
Is it me? I'm even surprised.
I mean, it would have.
What was that about? Like some cycling?
No, it was the huge winds. It was the August. Remember?
Yeah. Oh.
The August got cancelled because.
Turns out, with context, it is funny.
Eh?
It's hilarious.
Thank
yeah,
you.
With context, now it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just so random.
To be fair, I think Skulk would have delivered that better than me.
He's just hard to deliver tweets.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to change it up here.
Yes.
Skulk, it's your turn to find out how much you know Loiso over here. This is Gola or Madinga.
I knew.
Gola or Madinga.
All right.
I think I'll be pretty good, but let's see how right. See it.
Dear at iTunes, can you stop suggesting I listen to music that I already have? Thanks. And then there's, I can't figure out if it's the praying emoticon or the please emoticon, but one of those two ones.
That's tough because Gola and Madinga are both very into music.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that was Gola.
You are correct. Yes. All right.
Ooh,
very good.
Nice.
All right. Public apology. I just judged a white girl by the color of her skin and not the content of her character. I assumed she owned a sleeping bag.
That was Madinga.
You're correct. Once again, sorry. You would have delivered that far better than I would.
You nailed it, though. Yeah. It was a chuckle from the crowd.
Sleeping bag.
I know I'm not a good person because I'll still look at your old pics and judge you for what you used to be.
Definitely Madinga.
You're very confident and you're very right. That says something about you.
Yeah.
Gola's like a lot of his tweets are responding to haters.
Okay.
Yes.
Not so much anymore.
Not
though.
Anymore. He stopped doing that.
And or like advertising shows.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so that's how I kind of...
So okay. Your next tweet, catch me live at...
Catch me live at...
You foiled us.
Catch me live at Gola Live.
All right, social intelligence is very underrated.
That was Gola.
You're so good at this, all right. Outsurance, you always get left out.
Madinga.
Yes, Madinga, all right. Hope is what you have before you read the comments section.
Madinga.
Yeah, right. Yo.
Ew.
You guys are made
for each
other.
I'm crushing it in the friend zone.
I'm so turned on right now.
Crushing it in the friend zone.
The person.
I think we're going to have to put our single sleepers a little closer now. Just a little
closer. I've always been crushing it in the friend zone. Never with another guy, but yeah. For once, I'm actually glad to be in the friend zone.
Yeah. You know? The person who came up with the steak and kidney pie combo has a lot of explaining to do.
This one's tough, but I think it's Madinga.
Oh, the only one you got wrong.
Ah.
But to be fair, I think
Gola... I'm vegetarian, bro. What the fuck?
Oh, yes.
That
was like a giveaway. The thing we've probably spoken the most about on this trip.
Our biggest struggle on this trip has been finding the vegetarian pie. Like,
is it difficult touring with a vegetarian? Do you feel guilty every single time you bite into your sausage roll?
No, I mean, like, most places have a nice, like, Village Green, there's the Hare Krishna store.
Yeah. Mm.
But I do, I don't feel guilty, but I feel sad. just because vegetarians really have shitty options. And you never notice, because obviously as a meat eater, you don't look at the vegetarian options until you see a vegetarian next to you looking and going, is this seriously the options?
Why are they not caring for me?
A lot of restaurants, there's some restaurants where you're like, they really didn't care about the vegetarian option. It looks like whatever veggies were left after the meat. Yes. She was like, this makes no sense as a meal. You just went, it never had legs. Put that in the dish.
Mushroom sandwich between two butternuts. Mm. That's your burger. Enjoy.
I did a TV show last year and two of the cast members were vegetarian. And that's when I realized the vegetarian struggle. Because at lunch, they'd be like meat options. Like for the meat eaters, there's so many delicious options. And the one day... the vegetarian option was just couscous. Just that. And the guy was like, guys, his name's Graham Weir. It's like actually quite a like big name in acting. And he's like, guys, like, is this... And everyone just shrugged. They were just like... Yeah, I mean, where's like the food? It doesn't matter.
No, I dated a vegetarian for years and years, and the amount of times she would just eat chips because that's the only thing on the menu.
That's a safe thing.
People think you get healthier when you're vegetarian. It's like, no chips, you end up eating such junk because there's no other option.
Chips and a margarita pizza. That's kind of what vegetarians
are
forced to
live off.
As soon
as you leave like a metropolis, like as soon as you leave Joburg or like the major cities, you're just like, well, guess we're starving for the next few days.
What do the Banting vegetarians eat then? If it's all chips and pizza,
cucumbers. Their words.
All right, died off long ago.
we've got to know you fairly well. Now let's talk about your show, Broken English. What's it about?
It's pretty straightforward. It's just the two of us doing stand up, half an hour sets each. I mean, we didn't plan like a what we're gonna speak about. I mean, our material just ranges from growing up to current affairs to relationships to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are expecting
a play.
Really bad English.
Yeah.
And then we get on and we're pretty impressive for an Afrikaans guy and a cuddler.
Well, we saw the show. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Do you genuinely need Ching Chong Cha in the beginning to find out who starts, or is it always just going to be Skulk on last and Luis on first?
Yeah, pretty much. But it's part of the theatre.
It is part of the theatre. I like
the
it.
Theatre.
You're pulling back the curtain. So.
Yeah. It's just, you've got to ask these hard pressing questions from time to time.
Yeah.
These theatre ruining questions.
Luis, so I really, really enjoyed, I want to give it all away, but your energetic mime club scene that you did on stage.
Oh, that's sweet.
I thought that was really, really
I like doing that game.
Creative and fun.
It's yeah,
and
like
impressive that you keep it up that long. It just kind of builds and builds.
It's weird.
And it puts you right in the scene as well.
Beatboxing is not as impressive as people think it is. Like the whole...
Wait, what? You're saying it's easier than it
looks? It's way easier than it looks.
Okay.
Like
no, but that just beatboxing, maybe. But you're acting out a fairly convincing club scene at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right.
And keeping on that beat. And I don't know. I found it very impressive.
I'm sorry. I'm just
maybe I'm just a pleb.
I just suck at receiving compliments.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was fairly bored throughout your set. I couldn't wait for Skulk to come on. How's that? Is that better for you?
Skulk, I'm a bit upset that you mentioned the Spurs Salad Valley because...
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, that was going on. And we have a reference to the Spurs Salad Valley in our show.
Yeah.
And now I feel almost obliged to take it out because your one was way better. There's actually reason for it being there, whereas my one was more just wanting to say the words so people go, that existed. All right, moving on.
People just feel like you're rubbing it in. Why does he keep talking about it?
Yeah,
it's
and
gone.
It's in the same venue. These guys are stealing Salad Valley jokes.
It is an interesting one, though, because I'm sure every comedian has this where you suddenly realize that someone else, and often it's someone that like you would gig with, has a bit that's very similar to something that you're doing. Mm. And it's like, at what stage do you go, should I stop this? Should I not stop
this? Should I speak to them about stopping it?
Yeah. For me, if it's the same...
Perspective.
No, the same subject, then two people, because that's relationships, the same subject.
Yeah.
You can't ever say to someone like, don't do your joke about your girlfriend, because I've got a joke about my girlfriend. But yeah,
it's when it's the same girlfriend that it becomes a problem.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it, dude, it, that sounds like my girlfriend. What the
yeah. It's a very accurate description of girls.
Stop doing that joke. Stop doing my girlfriend.
But yeah, I think it gets... I don't know how you would sort it out. I don't know how the correct... Maybe you can help here, but I don't know how you would then approach if it's like really you basically saying the same joke. Because it is, it isn't necessarily always that someone stole. Like, two people can think of the same thing.
No, yeah, totally. No, well, we have a rule that like, if we know that we definitely didn't get that idea from somewhere else, and if it's different enough, then just do it. Because it's the same thing like love songs. Like, everyone, you know, there's only so many love songs that any band could make. And it's not like suddenly... You know, Savage Garden had to kind of give up because
Savage Garden.
Oh, I don't listen to a lot of love songs. Wow. So the thing that came to mind.
Sure. Came to mind on the way here in the car blasting
whilst listening to.
Yeah. I actually sometimes just go, I'm going to make mine so good, people will just assume it's my gag.
Yeah.
Like when I hear someone do like a similar bit, I'm just like,
I did that better.
Yeah, I'm going to make it so badass. That person, by the time this person does it, they'll be like,
well, that's the way to do it, really.
Yeah.
Because I had an experience the other day where I did a gag, and I know for a fact, because I was working the gag in clubs and it wasn't really working. And then one night at Parker's, I came up with this punchline for it, and I was like, very happy with the gag, because I'm like, okay, finally I figured it out. And then I did a gig once, and the comic messaged me, but like a week later, saying, I just have to say this, I've been holding on to this. Very upset. You actually did a gag that I was gonna do, and it's very similar.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Fuck you! I'm not gonna apologize for." Do you know what I mean? It was like she was wanting me to go.
Whoa, she. That narrows it down.
Luckily, I'm just gonna stop. But anyway, I was just like
one of five people in the country.
Yeah.
But I was just like,
she's on our show in two shows time. We'll bring it up with her.
But I was just like, you know, like I just felt like an unfair. And I said, look, like I won't do it if we're on the same lineup. Then you can, by all means, do yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give something up that I know I worked really hard to find.
Yeah. I'm not going to cut my gag about my menstrual cycle.
If I say what the gag was about, then I think my dingo would immediately go, I know it is. But
no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Just on the thing of your show, how did you guys decide to do the show together? Why did you come up together with the show this year?
I also can't remember. I think we were maybe our promoter, producer Ryan. I think we were maybe
we're doing our shows around the same time.
Yeah.
I was doing Born Free, as you were doing
Second Language.
Okay. And he was producing them. I think it was his idea.
Yeah.
To go, let's do it.
Let's do two-hander, and it was one night at Goliath, man.
That's when we brainstormed the name.
Then we were coming up with names.
So
I think Ryan just had the idea. I think especially because touring around, because our idea is to go do Togo-san casinos.
Mm.
I think it's then easier because, I mean, we're a bit more established now, but we, in the bigger scheme of things, still quite up and coming, I think. And then I think it's easier to be able to draw from both of our audiences
to fill up a room. Definitely. I don't know why he agreed to this. I agreed to this because I'm like, he has a real following. There will always be people there.
It must be, I've often thought of this because Dylan knows this. At some stage, I want to try just my, because we've been doing musical comedy for ages, and I'd love to just know what it's like to not have to do a song, or you know, just do some straight stand-up.
Yeah, he's busy leaving the band. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, could you guys enjoying this without us here?
you're going, how long have you been having this thought?
So you're trying to stick yourself on like a three-person bill now.
Yeah. So basically, broken English. I'm terrible at English. No. What I've been thinking, though, is that to do a tour with just yourself must be really, really boring. So I think it's quite cool having a show where it's two comedians sort of touring together, because at least you got a friend there. Because I've never had to sit in Grahamstown alone by myself.
It's true.
That would be horrendous.
We are fairly obliged to do stuff together.
You can see the comics are here, like doing one man shows in the evening at the bowling club.
Yeah.
When people start going, cool guys, well, see you guys tomorrow. There's always that one guy that's like, no guys, no. One more.
I have money. I had five people at my show.
That's great. We like to ask the big question on this podcast, a couple of meaty philosophical questions that get the listener thinking. Today's big question is, how much recycling is too much recycling?
Oh, not of jokes, just literally recycling.
Yeah.
I feel like someone's working on a recyclable condom.
Ooh, yeah, okay. I don't think there's a market for that. I think some people think condoms are recyclable.
One of you know those nights where you stay up late watching YouTube videos because you can't sleep.
Sure.
Yeah. I watched it. I don't know why I'm obsessed with waste management.
Oh, what a great big question!
I really am. And I was like, where does all our poop go?
Okay.
All right.
It's just like, it's a lot. Yeah. Think about it, right?
In Grahamstown, I don't think it goes anywhere. I think it just stays right here all along the streets.
I watched this one in America. In New York, they got this whole thing, right? They got like this big factory where they separate the water, then they clean it, and it goes down to the East River. Then they take the solid waste and they break it down. They test it for all the bio makeup of it. And then there are companies that take it and then, because now it's just been refined. And there are, I mean, like, they use like big plantations. Like, not plantations.
No, he watched the Stand at Night.
Not that movie. like big, like projects, like there's a park or something like that. But also, the farmers buy it and that make makes food. Sense.
Wait,
make food? What now?
Yeah, they use it as, they say it's better fertilizer than animal manure.
Okay.
But then the farmer's like holding it with his hands, like these huge mounds, and he's holding it like a proud, like holding it to the this air, like
top,
wheat.
Top quality stuff.
So long as but he's like, his tomatoes have never looked that
but if
good.
But if you think about it, like, what's really that much grosser if you're going to use like animal manure?
Yeah.
I feel like like herbivores.
Oh yeah,
it's just chewed up grass. Whereas humans, at no point did you think, look at your poop and go, huh.
Well, if it was your poop, it would mainly be chewed up grass.
Maybe if they only use vegetarians' manure.
I don't know.
I think that doesn't sound too far. I think that sounds legitimate. I think if it was providing food for humans, that would be recycling taken to the level that you don't want.
Oh, they do. Food for humans.
What do you mean food for humans?
They make food, dog. They make. They grow.
They use it to grow vegetables.
But that's fine.
The specific farmer is for berries and tomatoes.
They're not.
I think Simon's talking about like if they squeeze it out into patties.
And yeah.
I
know. Oh,
that's the burger.
Yeah,
that's
too much. Along.
That's when it's too much. Thank you. Yeah. We've answered the big question.
I think
today.
We've lost our
audience.
Our audience there.
Is audience always a plural, or can audience be a one person?
Our audience.
Audience.
Our audience. Oh, we've got two. The ladies. Yes, knitting. Knitting away in the corner.
Do we have, is Jessica
and,
in?
And not, and not ironically.
I was going to mention her earlier. She could
are you making me a jersey?
Lovely jersey.
What a fan.
She's got one color there. It's not for you.
You needed all the colors.
All right. So what we like to do is put you under the sort of the spotlight a bit. We have kind of quick fire questions for both of you.
Yeah.
And the points involved in this, which is handy. It means that one of you could actually win the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's quite a big prize up
well
to
then tomorrow, like so we have to do all this.
Yeah, you take over the podcast.
Yeah.
So far the prize has been a choice of a white sugar or a brown sugar packet. Obviously.
Well, okay.
You can choose accordingly.
I'll be asking.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at this. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
A real audience.
Yeah.
Well, the police got you. All right.
Yeah.
They're coming to adjudicate the answers on this last section.
Two policemen here.
You're under arrest for bad comedy.
Three policewomen. All right. Okay.
Cool.
I'll ask Louisa questions and you can have Skulk.
Okay. This is quick fire.
All right. Louisa, in a school play, would you rather be the front half or the back half of a donkey?
Front.
That is correct. You never want to be the back half.
You don't want to be back half.
The same rule applies to human centipedes. You only ever want to be the front half.
Skulk.
Or a scrum.
Spur play place or McDonald's play place?
Spur. PlayStations.
Perfect. Ooh. Answer. You're so right. And that ball pit always stinks.
Yeah.
Louis Saul. Shower.
Someone always pees in
that
the
sounds
the pedophile-y.
Tube,
the,
yeah, it just comes
thing.
Down.
Shower or bath?
Shower. Every time.
Correct. Water saving. Good stuff.
Skulk, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
I don't know. Where?
Incorrect. It's in the name, San Diego.
Louis, I thought it was a person.
Louis, so who wrote Great Expectations?
Emily Blythe. Emily Bronte.
No.
Even
I knew that.
Skulk, who were you going to go for?
I don't remember, but I just know it's not Emily anything.
Oh,
it's a man.
It's the Dickens.
It's
the Dickens.
I would have
accepted as the Dickens.
I was thinking of Emily Wuthering Dickens. Heights. I don't know why.
I would have accepted Charles Dickens, which is the correct answer, or just simply, I don't know. That would have also been a truthful response.
I was
to
really
that.
Excited to sound intelligent. And I did the
You
opposite.
Sounded intelligent just for the wrong question.
You know, I even, people don't know this, but I also did English at UCT in my, for the first semester.
Okay.
And then I dropped it and switched to Afrikaans.
I love how you're showing off with 2 months of English studies.
Yeah, and we did Great Expectations. I can't remember one
book.
Thing.
It's quite an awful story.
It's kind of an adventure thing. Like he's in the jungle.
I don't think so.
In the jungle.
At all.
I don't know
it's
what.
A little kid trying to win the love of another kid, and the grandmother is like a real hag.
This guy read Winnie the Pooh.
Sorry.
And now he thinks.
Quick fire. Would you rather be really, really, really good at bagpipes or mediocre at the violin?
Mediocre at the violin.
Yeah.
Because
there's
a bagpipe guy on the village green and it's
really?
The most annoying
worst
instrument
thing
ever.
That is the correct answer. Because you could get better at the violin.
Has the floating monk been back to the
he was so angry last year. I doubt
Please
he came
tell
back.
Me what is the floating monk.
So last
the floating. Floating.
The floating monk. I thought it was the floating monk.
He's coming up to people. Hey. Hey, let us be one.
maybe the floating monk will come back. The floating monk, there was this guy that was sort of dressed up sort of in... I want
like orange
be.
Robes
yeah.
kind of style.
And he was like kind of leaning on a pole, but like cross-legged. He's like levitating in the air.
And then people stand
it's
around
It's like
going,
a little parlor
Ooh.
Trick where, you know, there's...
There's a lot of those in London in front of
yes.
the...
Yes, it's exactly
museum.
That.
The guy's leaning back and stuff.
Yeah. You know, like they have like Yoda things and it's a pipe and you stand on it, there's nothing underneath.
But he got really aggressive. He was actually the opposite of flirting. He got really angry,
the angry
at his audience.
Monk.
He kind of, they didn't seem to appreciate the fact that he had this party trick that he had brought along with him from
I think that's
Porfano,
the world we live in. We've seen
from.
So much. We're not easily impressed anymore. Yeah. Like the internet and stuff.
People
that's why I think it's going to be hard when Jesus comes back.
He's going to be like, hey, guys,
He's
it's
like,
me. He's like,
water
Whoa.
To wine. Seen it.
It's all flirting monkey grandstand.
Seen it.
All right, Skulk, in a sea of... Did you ask the last question now?
No, I didn't actually ask the question. Louisa, is it true that Skulk Bezuidenhout snores?
No, he doesn't. Our thingy does, though.
Your thingy does.
Our promoter does. That's why he got his own room and we just had to share.
Okay, that is...
Thanks for clearing that up because our thingy does sounds... What's that noise?
It's our thingy. All right. Skulk, in a sea of great reviews, I imagine, what is the strangest thing a reviewer has ever said about you or your show?
Well, our Q review, was like... Just because there were teenagers in the show, they said like perfect for teenagers.
Nice.
And it was just like, now, and then we were just like, I don't want to be a comedian for teenagers. He's great for teenagers.
We had a very weird. I just want to read a line from our Q review because this comes from you guys haven't seen our show, but our show is basically just random songs. There's like no thread.
I've seen your show.
Oh, you did, yeah.
I don't know if it was this one, but I did come see your show.
So you'll notice it's just really random songs with a bit of talking in between. There's no real thread. It's not like we're... Like some shows at this festival like have a point and they're trying to like change the world.
Award-winning shows.
Yeah, through comedy. We just have a couple of songs. But this Q reviewer said, it also deals with childhood and the reality of growing up.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound funny at all. It doesn't. Key reviewer.
And it
not
just
selling
doesn't.
The show.
But there's
the,
also, we don't.
And the reality of growing
we definitely up. Don't talk about any of that. Yeah. We don't talk about childhood. We don't talk about growing up.
I think they mixed up their notebook from another like show that they were writing notes.
It's amazing.
On.
I mean, it's not. Look, it makes our show sound like almost more important and more thought out, which is good. But it's definitely not true. All right. Scaramouche. Can you do the fandango?
Fandango. No.
Correct.
Skulk, who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Trevor Noah.
Correct.
Luiso, what is Alan Committee's deepest, darkest secret?
What? I've never met the guy. I don't know his work.
You've never met Alan Committee?
Never.
Wait, hold on. You've met Alan Committee. Your last answer.
I guess that makes sense. He doesn't. He does mostly one man's. It's not really like in the clubs. Club
do you know what his deepest, darkest secret is?
Alan Committee?
Yeah.
It's not really a secret because everyone knows, but he drives an R8.
Yeah.
An Audi R8. I think the public doesn't know. Because when you watch him on stage, he just doesn't look like the kind of guy who drives an R8.
All right.
Yeah, he does not.
He looks like he has like a Mr. Bean car. Because he's all like, la, 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 you know, he's like pretty quick. Yeah. And then he gets in this thing and it's like, I like roller coasters.
Yeah.
But I was genuinely scared driving in that car with him. Because he did a show at Theatre on the Bay and then I ask him to go drop me off somewhere afterwards. Yeah. I was happy myself.
Okay.
That's good to know.
So, Skulk, what was your favorite pastime as a young boy?
Oh, this is going to sound so lame, but probably PlayStation. I spent the most time.
Really?
There. Yeah. Because it made me forget that I was an only child. And
Crash Bandicoot was your only friend.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I also was an athlete, so I ran a lot.
Okay.
Well, I'll away give you from my only child.
Points for honesty on that one. There you go.
What is the trendiest phrase you know?
Lit.
Lit. All right. I'm going to write that down. I'm just going to write this down because
I feel like when the kids hear this, they're going to be like, we don't say that
anymore. No, that is so 2016.
That's so beginning of 2017.
That's so not on fleek. Is that on fleek? Is that one? Is that
when
still
you,
going?
When you use it.
Simon just winked.
It feels great.
Simon just like winked. That's not trendy. No one winks anymore.
It's trying to bring winking back, okay?
Okay, Skulk, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
7.
No, it was 4. Right. I have it written down here.
Have you ever made a child cry?
Yeah, lots.
Perfect. That's. I mean,
don't explain anymore.
If you haven't made a child cry,
I feel
you
like also
lived.
When you admit that, you should give context to it.
No, it's quick fire round. Okay, Skulk, what were the main two commands in the interactive Sonic game on KTV?
Vinegar, vinegar. Spring, spring.
Sweet. I think I have to give you that. I would have accepted forward and grab. But yes. Very nice. You looked so excited when I mentioned that.
Did you?
How was that entertainment? Like, how did we watch that? And like, this person on the phone, someone's playing.
Just playing in the background. So dumb.
Did you ever have...
So dumb, but we were like nailed to the... you couldn't wait to see how good this kid in a Mpumalanga... is gonna do. Vinegar, spring, grey.
Did you ever
like,
have
sprung? No, sprung.
Me neither.
I was like, no, I'm not gonna sprung.
I have never seen this, and it sounds awful.
It's someone playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and you phone in, and you tell the guy what to do.
Yeah.
Then you like jump. Forward, jump, jump, grab.
There was a Maynard Sweet version of it with like a crudely animated ant that was on SABC 1. I don't know, maybe you saw that one. Did you remember that one too?
Yeah.
What was great is that the person that would often just forget that someone was meant to be telling him directions or just get into the game.
Grab, yeah. Come on, grab.
I guess at some stage I must crash.
The most frustrating thing to watch, that's the closest, I've never understood like, people watch rugby and they're shouting at the television. Yeah. Like, come on! But the closest I've come to that is when you watch when I used to watch Reggie's Rush.
Oh, yes.
Did you like, go for the, yeah, go yeah. for the expensive stuff. What are you doing by the stress balls? Yes.
Get 5 PlayStations and then sell them, you idiot.
Yes.
They were clever at Reggie's. They knew that they were going to do Reggie's Rush. So they put all that expensive stuff under that glass, like, yes. kind of only open it with like it's the true. Right key.
So you could only get Barbie's play.
By the time the manager yeah. like went and fetched the key,
I should have grabbed the pool noodles.
I was in the audience for a Reggie's Rush once. Okay. It was the greatest thing ever. Really? I mean, it was awful. It was very, you know,
that is also
bittersweet.
That's the second saddest thing I've heard. Yeah. Today.
Did you ever have Simba Surprise come to your school?
No.
Did you ever have Simba Surprise?
Oh, is this quick fire for me?
Yes,
for you. No, I didn't, unfortunately. No,
I think they came to my school once, but I don't remember what was even meant to happen. I think Simba just pitched up, dished
out
like some
chips.
It's more
like the massive kind of camera crew that was the surprise, I think.
Yeah.
These guys
some
busting into
the truck
classroom.
Once and we got them. I don't know.
He came nice. To my house once, but my father quickly chased him away. There's no cameras and he was a pedophile.
Look, I think your father in that case did the right thing.
Hi, I'm Simba. No, you're not. Go away.
All right, Loiso, are you coming to our show, Same Street, Different Day, at 3 p.m. at the Albany Cabaret Club today?
No.
Good, because our show is on at 2 p.m., so that's correct.
That's a backhand plug for the show if I've ever heard one. Okay, crazy. Skulk, who's the best boy band of all time?
I'm going to have to go with Flip a Coin.
Who on earth is Flip a Coin?
Who the hell is Flip a Coin?
They're an a cappella group that actually came to my school.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Unlike Simba.
They're from Porch.
Never came to my school.
And yeah. Katlego was in it. Katlego from who's on Expresso.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, he's a good singer.
Yeah, I remember they were just at our school so many times we went to. They remember Navy Red? You ever see Navy
no,
Red?
No, I saw none of these things.
Yeah. You guys don't know the world of
Do
acapella.
You know what the answer is to this question that I've got written down? Backstreet Boys.
I was going to go with NSYNC if I had to choose.
Oh, that would
be
are
you
a
an
huge
acapella fan?
I used to like it, but in school you're impressed by that stuff. You're like, wow, this is awesome.
I quite like a bit of acapella still.
There's an acapella show on at the festival that we haven't seen yet, but it's called Excuse Me, which might be good.
It's not a play on words. Excuse me. It's just.
So I would have accepted Backstreet Boys or Backstreet Boys if you wanted to kind of incorporate us into there, because technically we're a boy band.
I guess so.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
That's what you should have called
that's what boys. I did just say.
No, but I can on the poster.
Okay.
For next year.
Next year.
Backstreet Boys.
We'll do it. Louis, or who
and
is
the suits?
Yeah. Yeah, we're coming up in jerseys.
Yeah.
Jersey boys.
Yes. Who is more famous, Florence and the Machine or Florence Nightingale?
Florence and the Machine.
Incorrect. I think Florence Nightingale is probably more famous. I don't have any data to back it up.
I feel like
just going,
I'm like, there's no way.
Florence Nightingale was huge back in the day.
Yeah, Lady in the Lamp.
Let's ask our audience members paying attention. Who do you think is bigger, Florence Nightingale or Florence and the Machine?
The nurse.
The nurse, the night nurse. Okay, apparently she was famous for the wrong thing.
What was she famous for the wrong thing? I thought she saved... She gave all the troops syphilis.
My nigga.
So did Florence and the Machine, actually. So.
Yeah.
Well, turns out.
I was wrong.
Okay, and the last question. Skulk, name a hypothetical hip-hop crew with Tom Hanks in it.
Wu-Hank Clan.
Thank you. Okay, I'm not going to top that.
Because
so.
I haven't thought of this yet. This is off the top of my head, but I would have accepted Run, Forest, Run, DMC.
Oh, nice.
Outcast Away.
Oh, nice.
Or the Notorious Big. You know, he was in that film Big.
I feel like that took a while for you to write those.
I was very impressed with those, so I thought I'd bring them up. Okay, so
how many points does Skulk have?
Skulk has 6.
Ooh. Luiso, you have 7.
Thank you. Always.
Oh, yes. Sugar
always
packet.
Winning.
You sorry, Skulk.
I also think that's weird that we've moved very quickly from the Florence story about the herpes.
That is interesting.
Syphilis.
I didn't know that she was syphilis. Apparently, you know, I thought she was just giving them medicine.
Was she injecting the syphilis or? Oh, okay. I was like,
she wasn't a freak, Lisa, calm down.
Well, look, it's not like those guys were going anywhere without their legs.
All right, so Broken English is at the Albany Cabaret Club today, tonight at 8 p.m.
At 8?
Tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. What, this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, it's live for anyone listening here.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and yeah, if anybody listens today, they can catch you tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. or Wednesday at 10:30 at night, I believe.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work with apologies in advance? Because you're also part of that.
I'm not doing it tomorrow night.
Makes perfect sense. It's so simple.
Who have they gone to replace you? Who have they gone, this person is the most like Skulk on...
Well, I think because Ebenezer's shooting a TV show, so they got me for the first run of the festival, and then they're going to use Tats and Konzo from the 5th onwards. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Awesome. So
have you guys seen any other shows at this festival that you can recommend?
Dangled.
Definitely Dangled.
Really intense, really good.
Because people forget about Rob as an actor, and you really shouldn't, because he is a fantastic actor.
Yes. Yeah.
Really,
I remember, like, 2 years ago, also, there was a play here called A Doll's House. And he was in that as well. And just like, I was just like, Rob is so good.
Yeah.
As an actor. Like, it was just so nice.
Yeah, we saw Three Little Pigs a couple of times.
He was also in that.
I take it this is a bit more intense, Dangled.
Way intense.
Yeah, and it's nice because it's short. I mean that in the sense, like, it's 45 minutes. It's intense. Yeah. And people underestimate the power of, like, doing a 45-minute show instead of, like, thinking you're going to give the audience value for money by doing an hour and 20 minute show.
Yeah.
It just gets long, you know? Yeah. It's like intense 45 minutes. You walk out feeling very satisfied. And sweet. Then also, if you haven't, well, we obviously went to go watch a lot of stand up so far.
Yeah.
Because it's our friends.
No, and they're good though.
And they're good. No. I don't mean it like
that. we're obligated to watch them.
I can recommend. I went to go watch Tyson Gubeni yesterday.
Okay.
And
when do you do all these things without me?
You went to go watch Alchemy of Words.
So not recommending Alchemy of Words then.
No.
Shame. Excuse Me is coming up though. Check that out. You'll enjoy it.
Well, I'd rather say what we really still need to go watch, not want, need, is Moneymaker.
Moneymaker.
If you haven't seen the poster.
It's the one I have seen the poster,
the woman who's licking her breast. Titty in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put the posters up in the...
I assume you wanted to see this for purely art reasons.
On the app, the picture they use is...
It's like the priest.
It's like the priest sucking on a titty with another woman, a separate woman on his lap.
All right.
This sounds like
apparently it's like a really good play, though. No, apparently it's like...
It doesn't sound like that's why you're going...
Despite its posters and advertising.
It's always here and it always sells out. Must see of the
breast. I mean, fest.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And have a good rest of your shows.
You too, guys.
Thanks, man.
And those that are listening live or on the podcast, tomorrow we have Stuart Cairns and Wesley Cockerell from The Plot Hole and The Book Detectives.
Oh, I have watched The Plot Hole also. It was very funny. And Book Detective, I've heard amazing.
Great things about Book Detective.
It's good.
Sweet.
So join us then for that. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, guys.